Somebody who would like to make a presentation to the board? Michael Piscini, if you would go up to the podium and use the microphone.
Hello, my name is Michael Pinesci. I follow private equity and private equity real estate with Unite Here, which is the International Hotel and Hospitality Workers Union. And so I'm handing out a couple of reports on Ares management that we've put together over the past year. Ares Management Energy Investor Funds, Contra Costa County is an LP with the latest two funds, Energy Investors 4 and 5. As far as 5, Contra Costa County is the only public pension fund that we've ID'd that invested in that fund. Sorry. And last year we looked into them a little deeper and we noticed that Ares inherited a history of underperformance with those funds when they purchased the company. And the last three of the last four funds have underperformed substantially below benchmark and below peers. So that was a year ago. Now a year later, they're still underperforming. And Energy Investors 4 has generated a net return of 10.8%, which is well below Ares' own target of 15 to 17%. And in the meantime, there was a proposed merger which collapsed with Kayne Anderson, which left Ares with $51 million in transaction-related expenses and an obligation to invest $150 million with Kayne Anderson, even though they are not going to merge. Another point is that Energy Investors Fund 5 began fundraising at the outset of 2015. No capital was raised until the fourth quarter of that year. And then after the Kayne Anderson collapse, Energy Investors Fund 5 fundraising has been slower than the four comparable energy funds that were raised during that same time period. In addition, the Pilgrim Pipeline, which is an environmentally problematic pipeline that was backed by a $195 million commitment from energy investment funds, has been opposed by a lot of groups on the ground, a lot of civil society, and all of the municipalities along the proposed route in New Jersey have opposed this pipeline. And New York, where the village and city boards reportedly have veto power over pipelines crossing their borders, Pilgrim is opposed by more than 20 of those municipalities. And a resolution in the New York State Assembly would call on the New York Thruway Authority, which is the largest landholder along that route, to deny the use of its right-of-way. So Pilgrim Pipeline has stated that any alternate routes that don't include that are not feasible. So basically what we're doing is we're urging LPs like Contra Costa County to inquire whether or not they bear any cost associated with that failed merger. And we want to know whether or not Ares is going to ever finish fundraising for Energy Investor Funds 5. Are you the only public pension fund that has made a commitment since fundraising started at the beginning of 2015? And what is Ares' valuation of the Pilgrim Pipeline since their initial $18 million investment in that project? What's their timeline for completion? And thank you for your time, and I will follow up with you. And if you have any questions, let me know. I'll be here.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.